Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We're beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Hey. We are up to Sif Chof Gimel. The second to last line on page Tzadi Zayin. We're about to turn on to page 194. The Mechaber says in Sif Chof Gimel, Mutter Limsor Sus Oferet Ochamor Leroa Eino Yehudi. You're allowed to give over a horse or a mule or a donkey to a shepherd that is not Jewish. The afal pi sheheinu Yehudi mishtamish behem b'Shabbos emekach klum. Even though the goy is going to be making use of this animal on Shabbos, it's not a problem. Why is that? Says the Mechaber, kevan d'shalom midas Yisrael hu osa. Since he's doing it without the das of the Yisrael doesn't know about it. The eno mamtin l'schirus mimenu, and the Yisrael is also not waiting for payment for it, and we'll see exactly what that means in the Mishabur shortly. V'imro'ehu mishtamesh b'Shabbos mochav yado. But if the Yisrael sees the guy using the animal on Shabbos, so then he has to protest against him. So he's allowed to give it over to him, even though he's going to be using it. But if he actually sees him using it, says the Shulchan Aruch, he has to protest. The Ramah says, "V'kol shekein de'ein locho sharoa yotzi osam chutz latchum dehatchum in derabonim." Certainly, says the Ramah, that you don't have to be worried if the shepherd will take it beyond the tchum, because tchumin are only midirabonim. So says the Mishabura in Sivkoton Ayin Ches on page 194. We said that first of all, the goy is doing it on his own without the das of Israel. And number two, the eno mamtin l'schiras imenu, the Yisrael is not waiting for payment for it. So the Mishabur explains what Salomar, the lekach mutter limsor lechatchila b'Shabbos. For that reason, you are permitted lechatchila to give your animal over to the non-Jewish shepherd on Shabbos. The haroe mirtas lehishtamish b'Shabbos. Because the guy, the shepherd, is afraid to use the Jew's animal on Shabbos. Shelo ye'onesh al zeh bidinehem. So he shouldn't get punished, even in the goyish courts. He's not allowed to use the animal. It wasn't given over to him for use, only to be shepherding the animals, and therefore he's afraid to use it. Kevan shelo misara lo l'molach haklal. This animal was not given over to the guy to do malacha with it at all. However, to rent an animal or to lend an animal to a guy is forbidden. Even if you make a deal with the guy that I'm renting it to you or I'm lending it to you, al-manasa, the animal does not work on Shabbos, that is still usr, like we saw earlier in Simon Reish Mem Vav Sif Gimel. And the reason is, since Lamaisa, you're renting the animal to the guy to use it for malacha, eino mirtas kolkach. The guy is not so afraid to go against the deal he made with the Jew and to use it on Shabbos. Ki yomar belibo, the guy is going to rationalize and say in his heart, ba'ad yom haShabbos era lehosif lo lefi erech hamagiel yom. So I'll add some money. I'm renting the animal anyway from him. He told me not to use it on Shabbos, so I was paying him less money. So I'll just use it on Shabbos and I'll pay him a little more money. So says the, I just lost the place of it. The kevan sheskiru lo l'malacha. Fine. Ki yomar belibo ba'ad yom haShabbos era lehosif lo lefi erech hamagiel yom. I'll add money for that day. V'chein b'she'ela, and so too, if the Jew lends the animal to the guy, choshev she'yase lo tova k'neged avur zeh, so the guy says, I'll do a favor for the Jew k'neged the loan that he gave me. So he didn't give it to me to use for Shabbos, I'll use it for Shabbos and I'll do an extra favor for him. So by a rental and by a loan, so there the guy is not afraid because it was given to him to actually use it on the other day. So he says, I'll use it on Shabbos, I'll add payment, I'll add favors for him. Ma she'en kein bazeh, which is not the case over here, she'misara lo rak lirososa. When you only gave it over to him to be a roa, to shepherd it, so then it wasn't given over at all for use. So az mirtas lasos ba malacha klal. Then he's afraid to use it for malacha at all on Shabbos. Av sherotzel shalim lo. Even if he wants to pay him, he's not going to do it. Kevan she'ena omedes lakach. Since the animal was not omed in his rishus to be used at all. So therefore, as opposed to a rental or a loan, that you cannot give it to a guy, even with a condition that he can't work it on Shabbos, because we don't believe the guy, but if you give it over to him as a shepherd, then we assume he's not going to work it on Shabbos, because he's actually not allowed to work it at all. Ulefize, according to this, says the Mishabura, so mashakosav mechaber de imro'ehu, that which the mechaber says at the end, that if you see him using it, you have to protest. It's not only if you see it, but if you know he's using it for malacha, you'd have to protest. Because the guy, according to this understanding, is not allowed to use it. We assume he's not going to use it, but you would have to protest if you find that he's using it. One other point that the Be'alacha points out On the page before, on page Tzadi Zayin, if you look in the beginning of the Bir Halacha, he writes, Hinei lefi mashe biaru ha'achronim, divrei ha'shulchan aruch ha'tam, based on what the Achronim explained, the reason of the Mechaber, which we just saw in the Mishabura, the Mirtas, that the guy is afraid. So al korachach mashe kosva ha'shulchan aruch. So you're forced to say that that which the Mechaber says, Sheha'enu Yehudim mishtamish ba, right, the Mechaber said, Mutu limsor, these animals, lo roa eino Yehudi, the afal pi sheha'enu Yehudi mishtamish ben b'Shabbos. Even though the guy is using them on Shabbos, as up to Be'er Halacha, hainu she'en lo locho shem yishtamish ba. You can't give it over to him knowing he's going to use it. He's not allowed to use it on Shabbos. The point is, the way the Achronim understand the Mechaber is, hainu she'en lo locho shem yishtamish ba. What the Mechaber means is, you, the Jew, don't have to be afraid that the guy is going to use it because he's afraid. Even though the words say that even though he's going to use it, the point is that you don't have to be afraid that he's going to use it because he is afraid. The Kevan, Jeshalom Midas Yisrael, who, since it would be against the Das of the Yisrael, the Eino Mekabel Schar Mimeni, when the Jew is not getting any money from the guy, so Mirtas Ubevadei Lo Yishtamish, but he's afraid and he for sure won't use it. V'chein Mash Chosel Lebasov De'imroa. And here he emphasizes what he said in the Mishabura as well, that if you see the guy using it, it's lav dafka to hu adin kishanodilo. So since the point is he'll be afraid, but he's really not allowed to use it, if you find out he's using it, you would have to protest against him, not only if you see him using it, even if you find out about it. Continues the Mishabura Vaita, we're on page 194. Sivkotan Ayantes. The Rama said, certainly you don't have to be worried that this non-Jewish shepherd is going to take your animal outside the Tchum on Shabbos, because Tchumen is only the Rabbonim. Says the Mishabura, Vafilu imhu roe ein tzarech limchos. Even if you see the guy taking your animal outside the Tchum on Shabbos, you do not need to protest. Didavko lo tzia biyadayim aser v'kanal. Like we said earlier, it's only aser for the Jew to take out the animal biyadayim from the Tchum. If he knows the guy is doing it, he sees the guy doing it, it's not a problem. But this is all true when the guy takes it outside the tchum on his own. He decided to do it on his own. But for the Jew to command the guy to take his animal outside the tchum to shepherd over there, so I am the prima gadam shemistapik baze. Look in the prima gadam who is mesupik about this. V'nochon lahachmir. And it's proper to be stringent, because again, if you can't take him outside the tchum, you can't ask a guy to do anything you can't do. So therefore, you cannot ask the guy to take it outside the tchum. It's nochon lahachmir. V'chein kasa b'chay odom. And we times that for this reason. If the guy is taking his animals outside to a faraway place to sell, Osir limsor lahem b'Shabbos. You can't give over your animal to the guy on Shabbos, because you know he's going to be taking it outside the tchum. Afilu im kotzatz im ha'enu Yehudi kfar al zeh ha'inyan kodem Shabbos. Even though you already cut a deal with the guy that he's going to sell your animal, so mitzad the sale that he's going to do is not a problem. But the problem is in taking it outside the tchum. If you give him the animal on Shabbos, knowing he's taking it away to sell, so you know he's taking it outside the tchum, it's keilu you ask him to do it, and that's not allowed. But to give it over to him before Shabbos, even if he will take it out on Shabbos beyond three parsa, that is mutter. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Pei Sha'roa Yotzi. Again, on the Ramah that said, certainly you don't have to worry that the shepherd is going to take it outside the tchum. V'yesh machmirim b'dover shalalim sarlo b'Shabbos. Although we've been saying now, the Achronim say, the Mishabura said before, that it's even mutter to give it over to him on Shabbos, knowing he's going to take it outside the tchum. There are those who are machmir and say not to give it over to him on Shabbos. V'ha'olam nohagin kayom heter b'dover. The minhag ha'olam is to be lenient, to give the animal over to the shepherd on Shabbos. That concludes Simen Shin Hei, and now we're going to begin Simen Shin Vav. Be'ezach what you are allowed to speak about on Shabbos. Again, we're on page 194, Sif Aleph. The Pasuk says in the Navi, Nimtzo Chavtzecha, which means you have to hold back on Shabbos from pursuing your affairs. Chafatzecha Asurin, your affairs are Asur. Afilu Badaver She'enu Osa Shumalacha. Even if it doesn't involve actually doing any malacha, but in certain ways you can't be involved in your own inyanim. And he gives us examples. Kigon, for example, Shema'ayin nichsav liros matzarech lemachar. He's looking at his nechasim to see what he has to take care of tomorrow. That's not allowed on Shabbos. Oleilech lepesach ha'medina. Or the Jew wants to go on Shabbos to the entrance of the Medina. Kidei sheyemar lotzeis balayla lamirchatz. He wants to run out right after Shabbos to the Beis HaMerchat, so he goes and he waits by the edge of the city till Shabbos ends. That's not allowed. If he wants to go hire workers outside the Tchum by Home Depot right after Shabbos, he can't be waiting by the edge of the Tchum for Shabbos to end to run to hire the workers. All those things are not allowed. And we'll see details shortly in the Mishnah Berurah. But, says the Shulchan Aruch, Aval machshech ala tchum lohavi behemto. But if his animal is outside the Tchum, he can wait on Shabbos by the edge of the Tchum for Shabbos to end to bring his animal back in. And we'll see why that is. V'yesh omrim, there are those who say, Shem ein ha-behema yichol alelech b'raglayim. If the animal is not able to walk on its own feet, kegon shu tleh katan, it's a small tleh, so eino rashay lahachshu, then you're not allowed to wait by the tchum, de eino rashay lahavi, because you're not allowed to bring it in on Shabbos, to osur l'taltal balichayim mishu muktzah, because you're not allowed to move animals on Shabbos because of muktzah, and this will all be clarified momentarily. The Rama ends off the sif and writes, v'hu adin, to usher litaya limso sus o svina o karan lotzesbo. You're also not allowed to go for a walk on Shabbos when your intention is to find a missing horse or boat or wagon to go out with it. So now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. We'll clarify what's going on over here. The Mechaber said from the pasuk of Mimso Chavtzecha that your chafatzim are usher on Shabbos, even though it doesn't involve a melacha. And then we gave examples. Example one was, Shema'ayin nechassav liros matzarach lemacha. You're looking at your nechassim to see what can I do for my nechassim tomorrow. Says the Mishnah Berurah, very important point. V'dafka heicha d'minkara milsa. It's only if it's recognizable why you are doing it. Standing there and looking at your nechassim, if no one has any idea what you're thinking, so that would not be a problem. If it's only if it's recognizable what you are doing, that's when it's a problem. Kegon, for example, Sha'omed Eitzel Sadehu Hatzricha Chashira Charisha Okatzira V'Kayotze Bazeh. You're standing next to your field that clearly needs to be plowed or needs to be harvested or something similar. D'minkar Hadavert, recognizable to everyone. Sha'omed Sham La'ayim B'tzrachea. You're certainly standing by your field to see what needs to be taken care of in the field. V'chein Leilech U'lahashach Al Pesach HaMedina. And so to the second case of the Mechaber, that you want to run out to the Beis HaMerchatz right after Shabbos, so you're waiting by the edge of the Medina, that's also not allowed. Kevan shederach shamerchatzo sham chutz haMedina samach lePesach haMedina. That was the normal way, that the bathhouses were right outside of the Medina, close to the Pesach haMedina, so it's nikar shelatzarach haMerchatz machshech. It's clear to everyone the reason why you're staying by the edge of the city is because right at the Shabbos you want to go to the Beis HaMerchatz. It's obvious to everyone, and that would be an iser of Mimtzoh Chavtzecha. Aval in lo minkar milsa. But if it's not recognizable, which really would be most cases, if it's not recognizable, hu bichlal hirhur ba'asok of the mutter. That would be like thinking of your inyanim, which is mutter. You're allowed to think about your inyanim on Shabbos, but you can't do anything that is recognizable to the outside what you are thinking. So it's a problem if you're standing by your field that clearly needs to be harvested. It's clear that you're looking at it, trying to figure out what's the best way. That's usher. But you're by the edge of the city, and everyone knows the Beis HaMerchatz is right outside. It's obvious what you're doing. That's usher. But if it's a case where it's not nikkur what you're thinking, so then it's just thinking, and therefore it'll be mutter. Sivkotan Beis. The next case the Mechaber said was, you can't be machshech al atchum to go hire workers. Says the Chavetz Chaim, Hainu, L'korev asmo b'Shabbos at sof ha-tchum. You're moving yourself on Shabbos to the edge of the tchum. U'lahach shel sham, and you're staying there till it gets dark. She'yei korov l'mekom ha-poelim l'socher b'motzei Shabbos. You want to be as close as possible to where the workers are to hire them motzei Shabbos. V'atam, the reason why this is a problem is, D'chol dover she'oser la'asoso b'Shabbos. Anything that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, afilu hu iser midirei sofrim, even if it's only an iser d'rabbanon, Osir lahachshech b'shvilo, you're not allowed to wait by the tchum to do it. Whatever you can't do on Shabbos, you can't wait by the tchum to do right after Shabbos either. But we said the exception was, the Mechaber said in the third line, aval machshech ala tchum lahavi behemto. But you are allowed to wait by the edge of the tchum to bring your animal back in from outside the tchum after Shabbos. So l'chora, based on what we just said, it shouldn't be allowed. You can't bring your animal inside from outside the Tchum at Shabbos. So how could you be machshel to bring your animal inside after Shabbos? So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Gimel, Da'af shehi omedes atom yichutz la'tchum. Even though right now your animal is outside the Tchum, v'i'evsher lahavia b'Shabbos, and you obviously can't bring it back in on Shabbos, Mikol makom lo mikri ze machshil b'shvil machshich b'shvil davar haser. This is not called waiting there till it gets dark to do something that's aser. Kevon shim hayu burginin. Since if there were theoretically burginin, what are burginin? Heim sukos hashomrim. They're little sukos that are made for people who are guarding things, guard booths. Smuchim zela ze besoch shivim amav arba tfachim. If there were burginin set up every 70 amos and 4 tfachim in a consistent way, then it will be mutter lahavia fil haya nimsha bofen ze kama milu misofair. So that would extend the tchum, that extends the city. So if you know if you had it for many mil, you had these burginin set up in such a way, so theoretically, it is possible that you could bring the animal back from where it is. If you would have the right setup, you would be able to bring the animal back in because it wouldn't be outside the tchum. Mishum de kolze shayach liir. This whole area would then be shayach to the city. V'kevan sheyesh lo takanta ayidei burginin. Since there is an eitza to bring the animal back on Shabbos, if you theoretically had burginin, lekach mutter lahachshech afilu below burginin. Therefore, you're allowed to wait by the edge of the tchum, even in your case where you don't have the burginin. Because it's not be'etzim aser. It happens to be right now you can't do it, but there would theoretically be a way to do it in a permissible manner, so therefore you can be machshich. The lo aser achshacha elo bishvil davar she'i efshar limtso takanta lo iser. You're only not allowed to be machshich for something that is absolutely impossible to ever theoretically be done on Shabbos. But to bring an animal from where it is, theoretically, if that would be inside the tchum, because you had the proper setup, it would be mutter. So that is mutter for you to wait by the tchum. But the mechaber then says, but there are those who say, if the animal can't walk on its own, so then this whole deal is off. The animal can't walk on its own, you got to carry it. So that already will be a problem. Right? Like it's a tlek katan, so then you can't be machshich. Says the mishaburis of katan, dal v'yesh omrim, kuli alma modim azeh. Even though the mechaber says it in a funny way, he says, yesh omrim, there are those who say, zakta mishabura, this is not a yesh omrim. Everybody agrees to this din. V'nokat loshon v'yesh omrim. And the reason why the Shulchan Aruch uses a language of yesh omrim, which sounds like it's a machlokas, mipnei shekein derech ha-mechaber v'mokom shelo nimtza din zeh mefurish b'shar poskim. Where a din is only brought down in one place, it's not brought down by the other poskim, he says yesh omrim, even though everyone agrees to it. That's a general rule of the Mechaber that the Chavos Chaim is laying down. It says Yesh Omrim, but really it's the Kul Yalma. He only says that because that's his way in a place where it's not found everywhere. It's only found in one place. He writes Yesh Omrim, even though everyone agrees to it. So what is this then? If everyone agrees that the animal can't walk with its own 2 feet, so then you can't be Machshich. And the Mechaber explains why on page Sadiches, De'eno Rashai Lahavi. You're never allowed to bring it in, an animal's mukta. So no matter what, you can have all the burginin you want, you can't carry the animal back in, and therefore you wouldn't be able to be machshich in this case. If katan, hey, the ain't a rashai love, you can't bring it in, ratzalomar. Afilu hayu mechitzo shlemos. Even if you had mamish walls, full walls set up, haya aser alko panem mishum mukta, it will still be aser to bring your animal back because of mukta. V'nimtza shu machshich b'shvil dover ha'aser lasos b'shabbos v'aser. So it turns out that would be a case of being machshich ala tchum for something that's absolutely forbidden on Shabbos, even though it's only the Rabbanim, we said it doesn't matter, and therefore that's aser. So to be machshich ala tchum, to bring your animal back that can walk on its own, that's mutter. But if the animal can walk on its own and you would have to carry it, that involves mukta, that would be aser. Sivkotan vav, the aser l'tayel, this is going on the Ramah. The Ramah said, who adin that it's aser to go for a walk to look for your sus or svino ukara lotzesbo. Says the Chavos Chaim, v'gam bazeh ein iser mishum memtso chavtzecha. This also, like we said before, would not be an iser of pursuing your own needs. Elo kishen nikar hadover shemiskavin letzrochav. Only if it's recognizable that your intention is for your own needs. O kishen machshich avur zeh besof atchum. Or like we said, you're being machshif by the edge of the tchum, which as Shaar Tzion points out in Zion, tzeh have kimo nikar. The etzim, when you're machshech al atchum, so that's not allowed, that's considered nikr, like we said before, and that's when it'll be usr. Avalim eino nikr, but if it's not recognizable why you're going on your Shabbos walk, raka holech letai, looks like you're going for a walk, shari, that's permissible. Af shedaito behiloch ze limtso sus v'kadome. Even though your whole purpose of your walk is to find your missing horse, but it's not recognizable, nobody knows, you're just going for a random walk around, it's 100% mutter. Let's see a practical note over here, note number 8. Window shopping. Can you walk down the street by a store and look at the clothes in the window or whatever items, the watches in the window? Are you allowed to do that? V'chein lamod mul chalon ra'ua shel chanut. In order to, are you allowed to stand across from a window to look into the store? B'chdei liknos chayfetz l'achra Shabbos. You want to go window shopping? Maybe you want to buy something after Shabbos. Can you go check out the goods on Shabbos to buy after Shabbos? So the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes, shemutter, it's permissible. As long as im lo yisbonim b'mechirim, as long as you're not contemplating the prices, we're not focusing on the prices. You're just looking at the items. 100% mutter. Kevon she'ein nikar shemistakel b'chdei liknos. Someone walks by, they don't know that you're looking into the window with the intention of buying at the Shabbos. Ulehistakel lahanoa b'levad mutter. Let's say you're just getting a shmaka, looking at fancy watches. So you're looking at the watch store. No one knows that you're thinking about buying a motzei Shabbos a watch or Sunday. They just think you like looking at watches. It gives you a geshmak. That's 100% mutter. Another interesting shaila. This has to do more in Eretz Yisrael. V'chein lamod samach l'chashecha b'tachanat otobus. To stand close to dark on Shabbos, late on Shabbos afternoon, you're standing by the bus stop. Kishiyoed geshem, it's raining outside, so you want to go under the bus stop to be protected from the rain. U'bekavanoso linsoa b'otobus b'motzei Shabbos. You plan on taking the first bus out, Motzei Shabbos. It's 20 minutes before Shabbos ends. It's raining. You go under the bus stop. So says the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, it's mutter. Kevon shemachmas hageshem regilim anoshim lamod shom af kishen kavanosel mitzola. That's normal. You're walking down the street. It starts pouring. You go under the bus stop, even if you're not going on the bus. So even though you are going on the bus, you want to get the front seat. So you want to be there first, but it's raining, so it's not nicker while you're doing it. It looks like you're protecting from the rain, 100% mutter. V'imkein ein nicker ma'midoso shom shebekavanoso linso b'motzei Shabbos. It's not clear what you're doing. It could be you're there to get the first bus out, the best seat, and it could be you're there to protect yourself from the rain. It is not nicker. It's like the window shopping. That would be another example where it's 100% mutter. We'll stop here and continue tomorrow, mitzvah Shem, with Siv Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.